So I have decided to bring in three of our wonderful producers, Max, Sam and Bruce, who have put together a bit of a gift guide for 2017. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I'm interested to see what you've cooked up. And I don't know where to start. We're starting with you, aren't we, Bruce?
That's right.
Okie dokie.
All right, so we've tried to break this down into sort of gift sections.
Yeah, okay. We've got themes here.
We're a little bit of a theme.
All right.
Yeah,
so every section has their own
little theme. Okay.
All right, so Christmas, cheer, family, and gifts, three main things.
Yep.
So we've tried to help people with the general gift.
Okay.
So this is like the cliche, like the gift cards, the chocolates. These are for the people that you don't know well, or the obligation gift.
Oh.
You're going to your girlfriend's house, you're meeting the parents, her brother, you got to get him something, you know.
And Nana, and Uncle Joe, you got to go so prepared.
That's right. Because you know, they're all 10 of them are going to get you one thing, and then you have to get them 10 things.
Yes.
So good way. So just stocking stuffer mentality, just think things like that. So we've got the classics here. This is about, you know, don't stress. Don't try to be too unique.
Absolutely.
So we've got the number one is the scented candle.
Love a scented candle.
Ooh, nice.
The scented candle always makes me feel like I've got my stuff together. Like if you walk into a home with, like, putting on a scented candle is like masking just disorganization.
Yeah, it feels organized. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
And scented, I love, I've got everyone a scented candle this year.
Does having a scented candle make you feel like an adult?
It does. Yeah, I love a scented candle. I love Taha from Glass House. That's my favorite one at the moment. Or,
There are like Christmas scented candles. They smell like vanilla or something.
Yeah.
Like carrots.
Carrots.
There's a really nice one from Glasshouse this year. It's like sugar plum and something, and it smells like really sweet and nice.
Oh, wow.
I like a sweet scented candle.
It doesn't.
So we also have alcohol.
Yeah, grog.
Which is just a perfect gift, I think. Especially if there's a lot of people, it's a good way to the social lubricant, socialize. Yeah. Well, you know, the kids are in their room playing the new PS4, Xbox One. And you guys can unwind from the earth crushing stress of Christmas.
Absolutely.
And just sort of sit back, maybe a nice bottle of Johnny Walker Black Label.
Oh, yes.
Have a few sips.
Yes.
Yeah, apparently that's like $40 at Dan Murphy's.
Oh,
right, $40 at Dan Murphy's.
Not sponsored, but there you go.
Not sponsored, but there we go.
Full disclosure, if you're like me and you want something a bit different in terms of your whiskey, a good whiskey, people may not be aware of this, but the Japanese actually make some really nice whiskey.
Interesting.
Whiskey,
yeah. Interesting. I don't drink, so I'm probably no help in this situation.
Yeah.
I don't drink whiskey.
I mean, my personal favorite J whiskey is called Iwai.
Okay.
And it's got sort of a vanilla flavor. It's really interesting.
So we've got grog, we've got scented candles. What else have we got in the general grip?
In the general, I think this is actually a perfect one, is just a water bottle.
Love.
Good stocking stuffer.
Love.
Yeah. Water bottle. Got to get your 8 glasses in a day.
If
I got a water bottle I like you like a metallic water bottle.
Yeah, like a nice one. Like not like a Mount Franklin that you've emptied.
That's what I thought you meant. Oh my God.
Just one of those Voss ones that you drunk out of and then giving back.
But it's like, if you're interested in, if you're a mineral water fiend, right?
Yeah.
See, we're talking about bottled water. If you're interested in, if you're a mineral water fiend, the ideal Christmas gift would be like a pallet load of like Italian mineral water.
Oh my God.
I love a good drink bottle.
This is about not spending too much money.
Yeah, this is like,
we're going to get a pallet of minerals. Go to a mine.
No, I got a water bottle last year for Christmas. Best gift I've ever gotten. I'm hoping to get another one this year because I've kind of ruined it. But no, love a water bottle. Uh-huh. We've got a couple more.
And so this is actually the final one.
Yeah.
So a plant.
Love it.
Yeah, a plant.
Love it. What plants would you recommend?
I'd say probably something like a succulent, a cactus, or a fiddle leaf. Great thing about plants is that studies have proven that indoor plants make you live longer.
Seriously?
Grandpa a few extra years so he can see the final installment of that new Star Wars trilogy.
I feel like we all need plants in our houses now. It would be brave to bring a plant into my house. I kill them all. I've got an orchid in my house at the moment. I feel so sorry for that poor little thing.
I'm still confused. They make you live longer because they make you feel better, or because they just provide more oxygen in the house?
All of the above, and also I don't know. But I just read it somewhere. But recommendation, don't get them a bonsai. Okay.
No,
it's too much
hard.
Work. Yeah. It's like having a pet that doesn't love
you. Or one
back.
Of those hideous lucky bamboo ones. They're so ugly.
Yeah,
for sure.
Terrariums are very in this year. get a terrarium or however you say it.
Terrarium.
Terrarium.
Do you need like a lizard or something to put in there? Or
No. It's like a little glass box with succulents in it and like rocks and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's like a miniature rainforest kind of thing.
Yeah, miniature rainforest deal.
Cool. Yeah,
that's cool. I'm into that. Don't get me one, please. Don't get me one.
Didn't we do a story on terrariums a few months ago?
We did indeed. You can get them out in Dural.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, 2SER.com.
2SER.com. Look that one up.
Look for it.
Now we've got another type of gift because those were our general gifts.
These
are your obligation gifts mm-hmm. that are easy to get and easy to be liked. Yeah. You've got something a little more specific, Sam.
I do. Bruce went all out. I have a ton of gifts. I only have one.
Okay.
Like specific kind of gift.
Yeah.
Because I'm talking about tech gifts. Like, there is a massive demand for Bluetooth speakers right now.
Absolutely.
I honestly think phone speakers are getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
So more people are going out and buying some. If you want a really... Well, this is a generally inexpensive gift in terms of Bluetooth speakers.
Uh-huh.
A JBL Go speakers are the best. I have one of these for myself.
Okay.
It's a great price, obviously, $40.
Yeah.
They're so small. Like, yeah. You're not going to believe how small it is. It's I can't actually explain it for the people at home.
Well, like...
But I'm using my fingers at the moment.
About the size of a tea box, a small tea box.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Yeah.
Half a cubic... Whatever that was.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Let's give
it old Bible measurements.
Two Sam fingers by.
Exactly, yeah. It's really reliable, 6-hour charge, perfect for outdoor listening. I've taken it out to the beach over a summer.
Yeah.
Set up the Bluetooth connection really easily, gotten the whole thing immersed in sand.
Perfect.
And it sounds good.
Any Bluetooth speaker that you can take to the beach is a good Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
Because it's summer here in Australia.
Exactly.
And you want to listen to tunes on the beach. You want to listen to...
Yeah, or the Hottest 100 or something. I don't think it has a built-in radio, but there are some Bluetooth speakers that do have built-in radios.
Well, you can get the radio on your phone and then Bluetooth it to the speaker.
How about that?
Yeah, tune in radio.
Just solving the problems.
I swear, give me 2 days, good internet connection and 8 minions. I'll solve all the problems of the world.
Minions?
I promise you.
Minions.
Just like gophers, what? Like people to do things.
Oh,
not the actual.
Army. Oh, okay. You meant the yellow things.
No, the yellow things will do. It's fine.
No.
Give me bodies and give me like just, I can't do everything. I've got to...
Before you go off track with minions, I have to talk about like if there are sound nerds out there and they want to buy one of these, don't. I mean,
don't.
I mean, the sound is actually, it's a good quality.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're picky like me, there isn't a lot of bass, so it's not ideal for dance music.
Okay.
If you want real thumping bass, I'd recommend a Bose SoundLink, which is around $200.
Okay.
But if you don't want to go for that, JBL Go is great for like acoustic music, pop and rock. It has a nice high end, which basically means like you can hear all the instruments quite clearly. They're nice and crisp.
Beautiful.
So
I like it.
It's a very nice, convenient.
Anything
little bit.
Other than those Dr. Dre things, those are rubbish.
Yeah, those are a waste of money.
Those are such a waste of money.
Do you think this JBL speaker would be good for a lot of the music you hear on this station?
Absolutely.
I think so. Yeah. This is quite an eclectic mix of music here.
Yeah,
but
I think this would be good.
Good plug, Matt.
Good job, Matt.
Thanks. 107.3.
So we've got Bluetooth speakers, specifically the JBL speaker.
JBL Go.
They come in lots of colours too, hey?
Yeah, they've got like two different shades of blue.
Oh,
red,
what?
Pink,
what?
If you're into that.
What?
Two blues.
What? Two? Goodness gracious me, I can get lots of them. I like this. This is good. All right,
don't
now
patronize
we've got.
Me.
No, I'm not patronizing. A little bit. We've got one last type of gift for this week.
So this
for
one.
This gift guide.
This one, Jess, is the splurge gift.
This is the gift we all need to get Jess.
Ooh, okay.
Everyone. Okay, what have we got? Do I want it?
You might. Mm. Well, watches. I mean, I'm asking. Let me ask you. Do you want a nice Swiss watch, but you don't want to spend $2,000 on a tag?
Jeez.
I'd love to be able to spend $2,000 on a tag, but no, I don't have $2,000.
Yeah. I mean, full disclosure, look, I'm a bit of a watch geek.
Yeah?
My dream watch is a Tag Carrera with the blue face.
Yeah?
I think they retail at about three.
Okay, $1,000.
So, Mum and Dad, if you're listening, hint.
Money. Yeah, gosh.
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
But, I mean, look, I think in this, like, nowadays...
There's so many nice watches out there.
There are. But
But
nowadays, you know, people just look at their phones to tell the time. And
watches have become more of a fashion statement than a time-telling device, in my opinion.
And that's why I think it's so appropriate for...
There's some great watches.
Splurging on. Yeah, there
Absolutely.
Are some really nice watches.
Yeah, I got one last year from Mimco.
There you go.
Nice.
But, I mean, there's something about watches that I just can't explain.
It's quite
I mean,
a personal thing. So if you're going to do a splurge gift, I would recommend it being for someone you know really, really well. Like, really well.
But
like,
I think everyone can appreciate, like, a nice watch.
Absolutely. Everyone can appreciate
a nice
watch.
A nice bit of wristwear.
But the thing is, you don't have to be an oil magnate to be able to afford a nice watch.
No, you don't, do you?
You can get really, really good ones for under $500.
Mm.
Do you have an example?
Well, there's nothing like a good... like Seikos are timeless.
Seikos are good.
Oh, yeah.
They're very simple. They're
there's a brand out there called The Horse at the moment, too. Okay. Daniel Wellington. They're really good as well.
Okay. My sister has a Skagen. Mm. She's very happy with that one. Mm. But yeah, a nice Seiko is always
and this
good.
Is stuff you can get in Meijer too. You don't have to go searching to the end of the earth.
Exactly. You don't have to go like to a specialty shop. But another good one is a Mondaine.
Yeah.
And
Mondaine.
A lot of people may not have heard about it, but they're actually a bit of trivia. The faces of those are modelled on the Swiss railway clocks.
Hmm. Interesting. Whoa. Now we're gonna have to wrap it up in a second because we're running out of time. But Bruce, you've got a bit of a tip for everyone before we get out of here.
Yeah. So this is the pro tip. Yeah. So if you're really looking for the perfect gift, the best way to do it is just to do some digging. Ask family, friends, relatives. I also think that if you know that someone's going for a New Year's resolution, you know, people are really trying to better themselves at the end of the year after committing sin at Christmas. So if someone wants to learn how to cook, get them cooking lessons or a subscription to one of those food delivery whatever.
Beautiful.
New language lessons.
Yes.
If they want to read more, buy them a book. Or if you've got the extra cash, buy them a Kindle. You know, show
if you're brave,
some support.
Get them a gym membership.
Or a gym. If you're brave, get them a gym membership. See, I try to avoid that one. No matter how much someone wants to get fit, they don't appreciate a gym membership.
Yeah, they're trying to get distracted from gym memberships at the moment. They're trying to stuff their face with Christmas cake.
That's it. Oh, my God. Oh, my Christmas cake.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited. Gentlemen, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us
this morning.
Thank you,
Jess.